Chattahoochee, copyright 2023 by Randy Cooper. All rights reserved. No parts of this podcast may be used or reproduced by any means without the expressed written permission of the author. Chattahoochee, Chapter 16. We found ourselves in the same small conference room we'd been in with Steve Kozak just this morning. Talk about different, though. This woman was the antithesis of Kozak. Miss Miles was the cool and hip that Kozak would never be. I made our introductions. Miss Miles. It's Shelley. Great. Shelley, the reason we're here is we wanted to ask you some questions related to a case we're working on. Swell, fire away. The young lady was confident to the point of being cocky. Tell us about this domestic violence matter you're on probation for now. What exactly do you want to know? Tyra jumped in. Can you tell us what happened? Yeah, I can tell you what happened. I cold cocked some bitch, that's what happened. Same thing happens again, I'll do it again. Whoa, can you say issues? Why did you hit her? I hit her, Detective Washington, because she stole from me. She lied to me, she cheated on me, and she tried to attack me. Shelley, I was going to try and bring some order to this. Give us a sequence of events, okay? Sure, real simple. Cassie and I were living together. Roommates? Tyra asked. Lovers, Shelley retorted. I'm home, sick from work. I was folding some laundry and putting it away. I went to her underwear drawer, and the first thing I find is a meth pipe. I don't do drugs, y'all. I drink, I party. Hell, I'll even admit, when I'm not on probation, I like to smoke weed on the weekends. But I don't do hard drugs. Some other people told me she was doing ice, but I didn't believe them. I guess I was in denial. I really loved her and figured that she wouldn't keep secrets from me. I was going to talk to her that night when she came home from work. I sat down at the kitchen table to check my bank statement online, using my mobile phone app. I knew something wasn't right because I had some withdrawals that I didn't remember. Ends up, they were Cash App transfers. Cassie must have unlocked my phone when I was sleeping and sent some money to her Cash App. I was sitting at the kitchen table when she came home, and I told her exactly what was up. She tells me she needed the money to fix her car and didn't want to ask. She said she was planning on paying it back. She told me the pipe was a friend's, that she was holding it for her. Please, how lame. I mean, didn't everyone use that excuse with their parents already? Anyway, I grabbed the purse out of her hands and dumped it on the table. That's when I saw the condoms. To this day, I don't know whether she was turning tricks or in another relationship, but it didn't really matter to me. We were supposed to be in an exclusive monogamous relationship. I told her just like this, pack your shit and get the fuck out. Do you know the first thing she asked about? The fucking pipe. No, not I'm sorry. Not I didn't know what I was thinking. She wanted to know if she could have that fucking pipe back. I told her hell no, real quick. I flushed it right down the toilet. She went berserk and started screaming. Then she grabbed my hair and started pulling on it, dragging me around. I hit her first in the gut, then an uppercut, and knocked out a couple of her teeth. Then I popped her right in the eye, and the whole side of her face swelled up like a balloon. I'd never seen anything like it. She runs outside, all bloody, screaming about how I'm hitting on her. When the cops show up, I didn't tell them all this because I didn't want her to get busted for stealing. So I told them I was kicking her out. My name is on the lease, not hers. So the cops locked the house and took me to jail. I bonded out the next day, and she never even came back to get her shit. I'm glad, because I might kick her ass again just for the hell of it. Wow, I thought to myself, how come all the good ones are taken or gay? I was far too impressed to ask any questions. Tyra had to step in. Shelley, were you at the River House last Friday night? Damn, Big Brother is watching. Yes, I was there. What time did you leave? I don't recall. I was pretty trashed. Guess. 12, maybe 1. Alone? No. Who were you with? None of your business. Shelley, Do you understand under the terms and conditions of your probation you're not supposed to be drinking? Way to go, Tyra. Got her in a corner now. Yes? Do you realize I can arrest you now, based on the statement you just gave me, that a probation hold would be placed on you and you would not be permitted to bond out, that you would likely wait in jail until a probation revocation hearing, and then the judge would revoke the remainder of your probation. Then you would serve the balance of your sentence in the county jail. Have I told you lately how much I love my partner? No, ma'am, I didn't realize that. No, ma'am? Major victory. Now, do you want to try that question again? Who are you with? You know, I think Tyra is really developing well under my expert leadership. Some girl named Kelly. I was ready to slap the cuffs on her right then while we high-fived and danced in the reception area. What was her last name? I don't know, I swear. What did you do when you left the River House? We went down to Little Five Points, to a club called the Vortex. How long did you stay there? We closed it down. I think it was 4 when we left. Where did you go then? We went to an IHOP on North Avenue and got something to eat. And then? Kelly drove me back to my car at the River House, and I came home and slept the rest of the day. Alone? Alone. I'm a lesbian, Detective Washington, not a tramp. I seldom sleep with someone on the first date. How do we get in touch with Kelly? I wish I knew. When we left, we kissed, I gave her my number. I saw her type it in to text me and send me her number, but I guess she never clicked send. Really disappointing, too. I figured she was really straight and this was just a little experimentation on her part. Can you describe her? Tyra asked. Sure. Short, black hair, really cute. About your complexion? She was black? Yes, Detective Washington. You do know there are black lesbians, right? I broke in. Here's my card, Shelley. If you can think of anything, please give us a call. And we left with nothing but disappointment for our consolation prize. On the way back to the office, we were dejected. It seemed far too much of a coincidence that both Meredith Boxter and Kelly Davidson were abducted from locations on the exact dates that the marketing department was also there. It was too remote a possibility for one of them not to be involved. I thought about who we had left, and we decided to concentrate on Gary Blaylock and Todd Cravens. When we got back to the office, I started the paperwork for a court order to obtain the military records for Blaylock. We decided that tomorrow we would begin a juvenile record search on Cravens. I was just coming in the door at home when my cell phone rang. Dad? Hey, buddy. How you doing? I got your message. What do you have planned this weekend? You want to go to a Braves game? Nothing, but baseball's boring. How about the movies? Yeah. Afterwards, can we go to the mall? Sure, pal. How come you haven't called in so long? I've been really busy, son. But I promise we're going to do something every week from now on. Really? You promise? Hang on. Mom wants to talk to you. Craig, what's going on? What do you mean, Janet? I mean it's been months since you called, and I overhear, really? You promise? And I don't want him disappointed. I promised him we were going to start spending more time together every week. Craig, don't tell him that if you're not sure. I'm sure. What if a case comes up? I'm on a case now. I can still find time to spend a couple hours with him. Are you sure? I'm sure. If I want a relationship with Timothy, I'm going to need to invest some time in it. I've made a commitment to myself to do that. Have you been reading some kind of self-help book? No, I've just been thinking a lot lately. I love Timothy very much. I feel like shit that I haven't been there for him lately, and I'm ready to do something about it. Well, whatever it is, it sounds like it's working for you. When are you going to do this, Sunday? That's what I was thinking. I'll check and see what's playing at the movies, and I'll give him a call. Craig? Yeah? Thank you. For what? For this. He needs you. He's at that stage where he's rejecting Mom and looking for Dad, and you haven't been here for him. I'm here now. Anytime he needs me, tell him to pick up the phone and call, okay? Okay. Well, I guess I'll expect to hear from you later, huh? Count on it. After I hung up, I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulders. My son loves me and wants to be with his dad. What more could any father ask for? Now I just needed to cash the check that my mouth just wrote and follow up on my commitments. I thought about my session with Patricia. Suddenly it all seemed so simple. Why didn't I see it before? Why was I so content in my misery and self-pity, rather than taking some action to change it? When I got home, I did 20 minutes of jumping jacks, took a shower, and went to my computer and signed up for the dating service on their website. Having accomplished my goals for the day, I decided to go to bed early. I needed my rest.